Test 68, Section 2, Question 8. Now, this one is a most supported question, so we're looking for what is best supported by the information in the passage. And what we get is that they conjecture that certain microbes consume organic molecules exposed shale and similar sediments. So microbes consume organic molecules in these. In doing so, they remove oxygen from the atmosphere and generate carbon dioxide. So they remove oxygen, generate carbon dioxide, a gas that evidence indicates promotes global warming. So carbon dioxide promotes global warming. They also conjecture that these microbes reproduce more quickly at higher temperatures. So these microbes reproduce faster at higher temperatures. Now, if we take these things together, we know that we have these microbes and they remove oxygen, generate carbon dioxide, that creates promotes global warming, and that they reproduce faster at higher temperatures. So you could say, well, maybe they're going to the point that if it gets warmer, there will be more of those, which will generate warmer, and so it could be a cycle or something along those lines. So, A, the microbes' activity will soon diminish as organic molecules in exposed sediments are depleted. We don't really have any evidence that they're going to diminish. B, every organism that generates carbon dioxide reproduces more quickly at high temperatures. We don't know that about every organism, just about certain microbes. If global warming occurs, it will be exacerbated by the activity of the microbes. Exacerbated means made worse. So maybe if global warming occurs, then it will be made worse by the activity of microbes. We have some evidence of that. It's good enough to hold on to. The microbes do not remove any element other than oxygen. We don't have any evidence about other elements. And then a significant portion of the carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere was produced by the microbes. We don't know that it's a significant portion of the Earth's carbon dioxide. That's a little bit broad. And so therefore, answer choice C is the best one that we get. It may not be perfect, but it's definitely better than the other ones. And so that's what we get as our correct answer.